I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101 WOSU Public Media, and with me is dancer, choreographer, and Ohio State University professor of dance, Susan Van Pelt Petry. Thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. I'm excited to talk about this.
We're here to talk about your upcoming concert, which is called The Linen Closet and Other Collections, this Friday and Saturday in the Van Fleet Theater at the Columbus Performing Arts Center. This concert features three dances, two of them brand new, choreographed and danced by you in a solo show. To start off, tell us, if you would, what The Linen Closet and the other dance pieces you will be presenting are and what they're about, just by way of an overview.
I'd love to. So the headliner piece is something I've actually been working on for about 2 years. And it's The Linen Closet, and features, amongst other things, a set that has a set of shelves that are reminiscent of an old linen closet, perhaps like it's been torn out of a house, and a table, a very tall table, reminiscent either of a folding table that where you fold your clothes, or also should look a little bit like a work table from an old factory or the textile industry. And the textile industry features in the narrative, in a way, of the whole piece. It's very episodic. There are about 7 or 8 little subsections to the piece. It's about a half-hour dance. We really call it dance theater because I speak in it, I move, I gesture, I do things that some people think look like mime. Some of the music is used in their entirety, like a Chopin prelude at one point. I very tightly choreographed to that piece of music. Other music is used a little bit more as atmosphere, background, and are used as excerpts. So it's a real collage, if you will, of different characters, different, mostly about women and about women's work through the ages, women's roles. And I kind of joke, you know, that we are born and we die, and in between we wear clothes. And so the piece hangs on that conceit that fabric is literally part of our lives. It's the fabric of our lives, and it's the lives with our fabric. And so each vignette has something to do with some fabric.
I know that you have been chronicling your work toward these performances on your blog, vanpeltpetryperformance.blog. I gather from something that I read on your blog that your performances this weekend are the first performances you've given in some time. Is that correct?
Yes, it's quite an adventure. So I had a career in my 20s through my about 40, performing and touring, and had a dance company here in town, the Van Pelt Dance Ensemble. I did solo work then also. And then I had children and sort of reverted to or moved on to administrative work and teaching work. And now the kids are 17 and 14, and I'm no longer chair of the dance department, which I was for 9 years. So it was a real opportunity, in fact, a need, a desire, again, to return to full-time art making. And so during my sabbatical that I had as part of my transition, that's when I started to work on these new pieces. And so it's been a kind of a challenge to myself. I said, okay, well, I'm going to perform again. And so I am, and I'm quite excited about it. And it's a different, you know, when you're 60, it's a very different way of performing and working than it was 20 years ago. I can't do some things physically, but I can do a whole lot of other things kind of mentally. There's a different engagement.
The Linen Closet deals with sort of a whole raft of women's issues. This piece is a sequel to one of your earlier works, Is a Woman, which you made in the 1980s. In the time between these pieces, the years, the decades, if you will, between these pieces, have your impressions or your sense of women's experience kind of changed? And if so, yeah. How have they sort of translated into your dance work?
I think they just have continue to develop. It's actually funny. The end of Is a Woman, which was people referred to it as my signature dance. I had an imagery of carrying a baby swaddled in what was essentially napkins. And those napkins show up in this piece again. And this was done well before I had babies. And so I was making a dance about something I knew was part of women's experience, but I hadn't yet experienced it myself. So fast forward to now, having had 2 children and gone through all that that entails, I bring to the woman on stage a whole other level of understanding or another aspect of womanhood. So that's one example. In fact, a little baby wrapped up in fabric does show up in this piece at one point. I think, too, I have such respect for women's fortitude. I know we hear that phrase. I think it's really true. The horizontal work ethic that we get it together. We get things done together in community, in collaboration. There's a sort of feminist way of working in the world that doesn't self-aggrandize. It just gets the job done. And so therefore, it can look not like leadership in the kind of male-dominated version of that, but in fact is getting work done highly effectively. So this dance, I think, I hope, celebrates that a little bit.
I had an opportunity, thanks to you, to see a couple of video clips from The Linen Closet. And there's a segment danced to Chopin's D-flat major prelude, his so-called raindrop prelude.
That's right.
And then also one dance to that famous tango that everyone knows. Could you talk a little bit about, I guess, each of these segments and maybe why you chose the music you did, but also a little bit about the messages, I guess, in these segments that
Yes, I'd love to. So the Chopin segment, I've subtitled it, although the audience won't know this, but my working title while I was working on it was called Industry. And I've always loved Chopin. I play piano myself and find the rich, both tonal aspects of his work and rhythmic structure, very choreographical. I like to choreograph to it. The imagery in it derives from ideas about women at work, particularly in the textile industry or sewing, ironing. You see very explicit gestures of a scissors, needle and thread, ironing, folding. And one can read it as if it's a woman working at a factory. And there's, of course, decades and decades of stories of women's work, often under terrible conditions in the textile industry. So that's sort of a subtext there. But you could also just read it as any woman at work, the kind of domestic chores that are done day in and day out and have always been done. And it gets quite emotional and fraught as that raindrop music builds and crescendos. And then comes back to an ending that has a pathos to it, I believe, I hope. Kind of just at the end, she just folds her sheet and puts it on the shelf. So there's a kind of on we go feeling to it. The other, the tango dance, is later in the overall piece. And I do have a kind of chronological structure to The Linen Closet. We kind of start with music from the sort of 1800s on through Chopin, then on up to at least 20th century music. And so this tango is sort of placing a square in sort of 1950. I speak over the music as well as move. And the text comes from a 1949 Singer Sewing Machine manual that is verbatim. And it's all about how women should comport themselves at home in order to sew, which is something we must do, of course. So there's a good deal of irony and humor. Humor because it's so unbelievable. So you'll see this character. I'm juggling napkins. I'm dancing in high heels backwards. I'm reciting this text. I'm trying to keep up with the tango. I practically go upside down. So it's definitely a comment on all these things that are being asked of women to do all at once.
Sure. And actually, just having watched the video clip of this, it's funny. I don't know whether you intended it to appear. Yes, okay.
Yes.
It's truly funny, but at the same time, the texts are, to our sensibilities today, so wildly outdated and, as you said, unbelievable.
Yeah. You're kind of laughing. I'm not sure you should because it's right. So, like, really?
Right. But it's interesting, even just those two clips from this dance, The Linen Closet, one having to do potentially with a woman working in a textile factory, the other having to do with a woman at home in her domestic situation working with whatever material she's working with to sew, whatever she's sewing with her Singer sewing machine, really do take this idea of fabric and show how problematic it is and has been for women.
Yes, yes. And I, interestingly, the end of the piece has had about, well, there's more on the cutting room floor than is on stage for this dance, which I'm actually proud of. But the ending has had, I've had about five different endings. And I think finally, literally in the last couple of days, I have found the ending that I want. And it does allude to emancipation. And so there is a positive ending. I just don't want it to be otherwise. So we go through sort of angst throughout the work. But in the end, I'm hoping there's a sense of empowerment, freedom, release.
And as I understand, when they come to your performances, audience members are invited to bring clothes,
yes,
and linens that then can be donated to charity, correct?
Right, so. Exactly. And we will be having some fun with that. I do two other pieces on the concert. And right before the last dance, which is titled O Mortal, we will be inviting the audience members to bring their items of clothing and helping to set the stage. They won't be required to. If someone doesn't want to get up, we're not making people. But they're actually going to help distribute the clothing on the stage as, I hope, kind of an homage to people, an homage to humanness. And then I do my last dance in the center, in the midst of these outfits and clothes and people. And O Mortal, being very much about being immortal, and hoping to transcend mortality, plop down in the middle of all this strewn clothing, I think I don't know what it's going to look like, but we're going to try that.
So as you put it, audience participation, they will be really setting the stage.
Literally,
for O Mortal. And since you mentioned that dance, you also shared with me a video clip from that dance, which to my eye looks very, very different from the kind of choreography, the kind of movement that is in the two clips, at least, that I saw from The Linen Closet. What is O Mortal about? What inspired that dance?
Well, you're right. It's very different vocabulary. There's no character-ness to it, so there's less of the theatrical overlay. I made it originally, funnily enough, when I was, years ago, wanted to make myself do a dance where I moved quickly. You've seen the clip, and I do anything but move quickly. But what I analyzed was the immense amount of activity that goes on in our bodies at any single moment, so that if you track moment to moment, there's a lot of cellular dancing at an atom level, that there is tremendous speed, if you will, or volume or density of action going on in any single move. So the dance ended up being a very slow dance to the viewer, but I focus on an inner landscape that is all about enormous amount of change and movement and density. And if a performer does it well, I think the audience gets drawn into that and not just sit there and watch a slow dance. Obviously, inspired by my yoga training, there are absolute yoga poses within it. So it's like one long vinyasa thing, but it's not all yoga movement. And I often said that my work over the years has been, in a nutshell, I like to illustrate our tenacity in our vulnerability that is intimately linked to our tenacity. The sort of flip side of the coin of vulnerability and tenacity. And so I hope that that work touches on that double-sided coin.
The last of the three dances, The Gift Project. What is this about?
So The Gift Project is something very new for me. I decided to challenge myself as I did this re-entry into being a dancer again, and decided I need a little push and a little help. And I decided to ask five choreographers if they would give me a couple minutes of dance of their art. They all said yes. So be careful what you wish for. And I had also been reading about the gift economy, which of course is an ancient system of barter, if you will, or communities supporting one another through gifting, and is showing its way in contemporary society as an alternative to transactional kind of economies. So that's kind of a footnote. The dance itself has turned out to be these 5 2-3 minute pieces of choreography, so that's not my movement choices, but I have to perform all five. And I chose the five of them. They're all Ohio State colleagues of one sort or another, but they're all extremely different. And I have to change and show a range of a wide palette of dance and personality. I kind of hope that it is, well, A, fun, but B, shows us, I am appreciating the preciousness of each of these people as I do it, that each human being has something to offer. And honing in on each of these choreographers and their movement choices and what they've asked me to do has been a gift to me, and I hope to the viewer, just a subtle suggestion that the people we are around all the time, our neighbors, our friends, our family, that they really do have unique gifts, that if we are good receivers, we benefit.
It's very, very interesting, of course, fascinating really to hear you talk about all of these pieces. And I see a common thread, whether or not you intended there to be one among all three of these pieces. And that is that, you know, you're sort of honoring humanity in various and sundry ways, whether the preciousness of your colleagues and the special gifts that you see in them that we can all see in each other, this sort of cellular dancing that goes on within each of us on probably the most profound kind of level. And then in the linen closet, this honor and respect for the horizontal structure of leadership, as you put it, I think, earlier, as opposed to the vertical hierarchical structure and women's work and women's tendency to collaborate and honoring that kind of special gift as well. What do you hope that your audience will take away from each of these dances or from the concert as a whole
right.
when they go?
Well, I love that, Jennifer. If that is coming through, I'd be thrilled. I think you're right, that there is a theme, if you will, of generosity and honoring, because God knows we need that in the world. So I hope to just be one of those voices that's bringing that. I think there's humor here and there through it. So it's contemporary dance especially can be deadly serious and confusing. But I hope that there's points of access to all kinds of audience members so that you come away with some little perspective about the world or yourself or your community that is supportive or is advocate for yourself a little bit. It might be very subtle, it might just sort of be an emotional tone that you come away with that's maybe a little more hopeful or a little bit more empowered. I hope.
Susan Van Pelt Petrie, your dance concert is The Linen Closet and Other Collections, with performances Friday and Saturday in the Van Fleet Theater at the Columbus Performing Arts Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.